Talk Radio.
So, Hector, how real is it? Are you going to get real today?
We're going to get real today.
Okay. I like your little graphic on the blog. Is it real?
I mean, think about it. How many people on the web today have any idea where whatever they're clicking on or where they're talking? How do you know? I mean,
right?
There's billions of stuff out there. How do you know what's real and what's fake and all that kind of stuff?
In fact, today on one of the news feeds, I read a really scary thing. It was like one of the most popular forms of adware. They said you have to be careful because a whole bunch of people ended up clicking a clone site and they ended up getting malware instead of adware. You know,
On top of that, you have all the fake news going on. So, you know, fake is like the norm, unfortunately.
Fake is the new real.
Right? That's why I said, is it real? You know? Yeah. Because again, people click on all kinds of stuff. You get emails from all kinds of people, even people you know
in the summer.
Remember when I wrote the article about my being faked out on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because here you're clicking on something on Facebook, you think it's real. You think you know the person, they got a charity or something, and it's fake.
Right.
Anyway, before we get into all that great stuff, I want to make sure I give the call in number. It's 213-943-3808. That's 213-943-3808. Get a call in, get your 2 cents of fame real quick. I also want to thank Scott's Discount Movers for being a sponsor all year. Check them out if you're getting ready to move. These are the guys that do it. They'll do it cost-effectively. They'll do it quickly. They'll do it clean and all that other kind of good stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, they helped us move. They did a great job. They were cost-effective, but we didn't have to spend an arm and a leg to get it done. Mm-hmm. And they absolutely did all the heavy lifting. We didn't have to do any of that.
We were sore enough today to just run back and forth to the box, but I don't even think if we had to move those desks.
Right. And also, I want to thank Mike Frank with Cruise Planners. You can check them out at landandseatravel.com. You want to go on a cruise, you want to do a sea package with it, check out Mike Frank. He's got all kinds of really good specials going on. You can also find us on workingthewithwind.com, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, all the social sites.
YouTube.
Go to workingthewithwind.com. You can click on all the links right there. So, you know, today we live in a world of profound opportunity, but we also live in a world of, you know, profound threats.
Right.
The yin yang, if you will.
And lots of fraud.
Yeah, I mean, they're everywhere. So last week we talked about, you know, the Equifax, you know, mm-hmm. you know, hack. And how many of those have we had in the last 2 or 3 years, mega hacks?
Right. And the thing is, you always hear about, you know, the big scams. But you have to realize there's a gazillion little scams that are going out there, nickel and diming people to death.
Yeah. I mean, the reality is you have to vet whatever it is you're doing on the Internet. Because even if you think you know it, it could be faked out.
Well, and the thing, too, is it's actually very easy to do that online if you just take a few minutes. Because I would never work with, you know, a contractor or try out a new company in town unless, A, I had an ironclad reference from somebody I knew, or, B, I checked them out every which way I could think of online. Because today, you know, as long as you can key in somebody's name, you can get a world of information about them. And the thing is, too, I tell people the thing that's even scarier than if you find somebody's got a lot of bad references, if you can't find somebody, that's generally a warning flag also.
Yeah, the way I look at it, if you're not doing your vetting, mm-hmm. you're waiting to get shot in the foot or the head or wherever you want.
Yeah, you're going to get zapped.
It's your problem that you're instituting, not because you haven't been warned.
Right.
Okay, because the reality is the Internet is fraught with all kinds of scams and fraud and all that kind of stuff. And if you're not looking for yourself, nobody else will.
That's why I would say www really means wild, wild west.
Yeah. Now, at the end of the show, I'll give you some tools that you can implement to help automate some of those things so that you're automatically looking.
Right.
And in reality, if you have a really good antivirus installed on your computer, for the most part, it'll actually install browser protection to give you some protection.
Yeah. But you know what the big problem with the wild, wild web is? There's no sheriff in town.
Yeah, there's no sheriff in town. And even when there are sheriffs, they have their own agendas.
Well, like I said, people go to the FBI. Well, I told you it was about
the FBI got hacked.
Yeah, well, not only that, but like a year ago, a couple of police departments in Georgia ended up with all of their data frozen by one of these malware attacks.
Yeah, ransomware attacks.
Ransomware, and they went to the FBI figuring they would help them out. So you know what the FBI told them?
To pay the ransom.
Pay the ransom,
guys.
That's scary.
Yeah.
When law enforcement's going to the FBI and they're saying, you're basically screwed, pal.
I want to give you a caveat after on here. When you're doing these kinds of searches, there's really no one place that's going to give you everything you need. And if you're going to spend a lot of money with whatever it is, you really need to check them out 19 ways for Sunday. So, for example, I just ordered myself a massage chair.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been looking at these things for like 2 or 3 years because it's a chunk of money I'm going to be throwing down. And I looked, I did research on the company. I couldn't find a lot of stuff on them, but I had been watching them for 2 years. So I'm not making this jump immediately. They don't have a lot of bad strikes.
Right.
They're on eBay. They're on Amazon. Mm-hmm. I was able to find the address and all that kind of stuff. I found a bunch of videos on YouTube with people saying, yeah, it's great. And then you look at the last of the comments, and some of those comments were 2 and 3 years old. And one of the last ones I saw that really sort of put me over the hill was, it said, no, you bought this XYZ year. How do you think of it now? And then you hear a current comment that said, I've had it for 2.5 years and haven't had a glitch. Boom, made that plan.
Mm-hmm.
So you, if you do your research, which I did a lot of research on this thing, it's possible. Now, you got to take everything with a grain of salt. Because
right.
if you don't do your due diligence, you just look at one thing, you could really make a mistake. And there's lots of reasons why you can make a mistake. And I already talked about the faked out of Facebook and all that kind of stuff. There are criminals that make all kinds of fake sites.
Oh, all the time.
I mean,
and they look just like the real thing.
Yeah, Christmas time you get emails from UPS and FedEx, and there's none of them. And if you get scammed, are you going to get pissed off at UPS or FedEx? I mean, they didn't do it.
Right.
They didn't do it. You know, so that kind of stuff happens. Now, a simple thing you can do without no tech is ask somebody for a referral that you really trust.
Right.
That's a simple thing to do. Carl and I are both members of BNI here in Jacksonville, and we can ask a lot of people that we trust who have been members of this
right.
organization for a long time. So that's one thing you can do. You can ask a good CPA, a lawyer, you know, a doctor. You know, ask people that you know and trust. They can help you find people that you're looking for, things that you can look for.
Right. And obviously, too, be suspicious of offers that are just too good to be true.
Right.
Because that's like the number one phishing tool out there are these crazy, good offers online. They're not real.
Right.
Come on, give me a break. You know.
Yeah, and when you
get an iPhone for $9.95, yeah, right. You know, you click on that
right.
thing, you just say, please install some malware
please.
For me. I don't have enough.
Or sell my name to everybody on the planet, you know, that you can go after. But again, you want to look at multiple places to really, especially if you're going to spend a bunch of money on something, you really need to do your research. So a couple of things you can normally do is you want to look at the ratings, if you will, and then judge the ratings. Are they good? For example, if you go to a site and it has 5 reviews and all of them are 5, you don't really have enough information to decide.
Right.
Because 5 reviews is nothing.
Right.
I generally look for sites that have hundreds of reviews
right.
and they still have a rating of about 4 plus.
Even that you have to take with a grain of salt because,
right.
like, for instance, Yelp has a habit of removing people's reviews.
Right. And I talked about that in the thing.
So they might only have 5, but they might have 45, but there's only 5 showing because of what Yelp's doing to them.
And as a matter of fact, a lot of vendors have been complaining about
right.
that recently because of those kinds of things.
Sure.
And they're not the only people.
Google did the same thing. Right? Remember when we
right.
had the Google ratings, all of a sudden they're like, oh, we're not looking at Google ratings. It's, like, it's your own darn ratings. What do you mean? Because
right.
they wanted to sell you something.
Well, they had to sell you a rating system that was reviewed by them or something like that.
It's just another way for them to get into your wallet.
Right. So, again, you want to look at the things. And also, there are things that happen that are relatively innocent. I know recently somebody on Facebook, the Jaguars, you know, they had the people kneeling.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a vendor who was giving away Jaguar tickets. Well, some guy decided that he was going to go after this vendor, and he don't know them, never
right,
used them,
right.
and attacked them on Facebook,
right.
and invited a whole bunch of other people to attack him on Facebook.
Because he was giving away tickets.
Because they were giving away tickets in the game. And this is a really, really honest company that does really, really good job. Had nothing but really high reviews.
Right.
They had a rating of about 4.5 out of 5. And this guy was dinging the hell out of them. And then finally, when they
because
got
he
a
had an agenda, had nothing to do with
he
the business.
He had his own agenda.
Had nothing to do with the business.
Nothing to do
Love
with
it.
The business. So you need to look
well,
at the reviews in total.
Plus, don't forget, too, okay, wily competitors can also do a lot of that stuff. So
and in some places, people can go in and give reviews anonymously, which is another
right.
big strike.
I think that's crazy.
Yeah.
That,
yeah.
Do
that ought to be against
that,
the law.
That's like asking your competition to ding you,
right?
right?
And also, it's possible that you had an employee that fell down on the job, did a bad job,
too, right?
and he got fired.
Right.
And now you've got this bad strike on you.
Right.
You know. So one of the things I tell people is when you go in, always look at the entire complaint.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it specific to one specific
right.
thing? I know of a company, for example, LG makes dishwashers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And for some reason, one of their models had a bunch of bad strikes. The same people had sucked and it broke all the time. When you ask the dishwasher guy, he says, you want to buy an LG? And I said, they get a lot of bad strikes. He says, they have a lot of bad strikes because people don't read the damn instructions. If you want to use it, you have to unplug this thing. And if you don't, it locks up and it clogs up and stops working. And most people never read the instructions, so
yeah.
they didn't do that. And they had problems with it. And he says, if you do that one thing, it'll be the damn best dishwasher you ever had. So again, not reading the reviews
sure.
properly.
That's
make
that's
a big
unusual.
Difference.
And heck, sometimes when you see the instructions, you can't even read them.
Right.
Remember when I gave you that drone for Christmas and you could tell it was written
China.
By somebody from China because you couldn't understand. I mean, it was almost a comedy routine just reading the manual. What the hell does that mean? It was sort of written in English,
right.
you know, but you really couldn't understand it if you're a native English speaker.
I would tell you also that when you look, the best sites to look at are the ones that allow complaints but can be addressed by the vendor.
Right.
And what you want to look for is the vendor addressing the complaint,
mm-hmm.
trying to make the customer happy.
Sure.
The reality is you can't make everybody happy.
Right.
And you're going to piss somebody
yeah.
off
well,
at some point in time.
And here's another thing, too. If you're a business today, you really need to go out and actively solicit good reviews and video testimonials, things that people can see. Because, again, somebody finds you online, there's a 99% probability. They don't know who you are. And if they don't see anything that gives them that warm, fuzzy feeling, they're just going to go to the next guy.
But not only that, the likelihood of you eventually pissing somebody off is
oh.
extremely high.
Yeah, how good it is. You
and
piss, you know.
They're going to complain.
Right.
The happy person,
right.
likelihood of saying you're great
is unless
minimal.
You go out and ask them something.
Right.
You know?
If you ask them to go out, maybe you give them a little incentive or something like that.
You know, the funny thing is, too, some businesses, you know, they kind of shun away from that because they've got some preconceived notions about what they should do. Because remember, we had a chiropractor we worked with that did really good job for him, but when we told him, well, you ought to get some of your people to come on the, you know, do a video testimonial, I mean, his eyes got real big.
No.
Well, they're not going to want to do that, you know.
It's medical and all
right.
that.
We've got this real intimate relationship with these people. They're not going to want to talk to me. I said, you ever ask anybody? No. So we started asking him, and we ended up with 40 reviews for the guy.
Yeah,
so
in
the year, we had all kinds of reviews, video testimonials. Every one of his patients
most
died
of,
to get in front of
right,
the
camera. Most of them were video testimonials.
Yeah.
Too. So these people were happy getting in front of the camera to
yeah.
say how happy they were. So if you don't solicit these, you ain't going to get any.
Right, and because
I mean,
of that,
very
his rating went through the roof and his presence online went through the roof.
Right. So that made a big difference in his ranking and a whole bunch of stuff.
And all it took for him to do was ask.
Right.
And in fact, at one time, he was going to have a party, so why don't we bring the cameras there and we'll do a little.
While they're having a party.
Yeah, we went to a little exam room, and they're just bringing them in. I think we did about 10, 12 of them just throwing
yeah.
a party. And they're more than happy to get in front of the camera.
So another thing you want to look for is if there's lots of complaints and no replies, that ought to be a red flag. It shouldn't be the only determining factor, but
right.
it should be a pretty good red flag. Now, I don't know if we mentioned this earlier, but you normally do a regular search,
mm-hmm.
you know, reviews on XYZ, whatever
right.
it is, and see what comes up because there's sites that do scam,
mm-hmm.
scam research and all that kind of stuff. So you want to always do that. You want to look at how many ratings they have,
mm-hmm.
how old the ratings.
Right.
Okay. Again, they might have had a problem 3 years ago, and you're looking at the only ratings that are in there are bad, and
yeah.
they're from 3 years ago.
That's what happens, you know, quite solicit good ratings.
So, again, most people aren't putting in a process to solicit good ratings or even to just ask customers, what do you think?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, bigger companies are doing it much more often. They do, you know, a lot of surveys and
yeah.
all that kind of stuff.
But you know, the old stuff can be kind of a problem, too, because the problem with anything online is a lot of times it just stays out there forever. Because the same chiropractor, when we first started working with him.
Yeah, they had some issues.
But it wasn't him. It was
right.
actually the chiropractor that owned the practice prior.
Before, right. So when the new one bought it, he inherited the bag.
And he did not know that.
Yeah.
But it took us a while to straighten that out.
It took about 3 months to
yeah.
even figure it out that was
right.
out there because they didn't tell us about it.
Right. We had to find out for ourselves.
Yeah. Once you see that they have a bunch of ratings, because having a bunch, to me, a bunch is several hundred.
Right.
Then you want to look at the ratio of good to bad. That ratio can tell you a lot. So a lot of these sites automatically give you the ratio. They give you an average of 3.2 or
mm-hmm.
whatever. You know, You want to have averages above 4 if possible if it's a rating scale of 5.
And speaking of which, that's the other thing that you've got to make sure. If you tell somebody to go on and do a review for you and there's a star system, tell them to give you 5 stars.
5 stars, right.
Because a lot of them just forget, and then you're going to get a ding. You've got a great review, but it looks like a
right.
ding.
If they don't put in any star
right.
at all, it's going to be a 1.
Right. It's a default system, right?
So you got to make sure you go in there and do that. Here's another thing. There's no such thing as, you know, perfect product or company or anything like that.
No.
If you see somebody with 150 reviews and they're all 5 stars, something's probably
pretty suspicious.
Wrong.
Yeah, and we've heard of that too.
And we've seen it with you know, and there are companies that actually just specialize in doing this dirty tricks type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually they get caught and get blackballed or sandboxed or whatever. But in the meantime,
right.
they might be, you know, taking your lunch because they're going to be rating higher than you because they have 150 perfect ratings.
Yeah, and when you see them where they're getting them 10, 20 a week, it's tough to suspicion
right,
there.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's not uncommon to see those kinds of things. That's one of the newer dirty tricks that haven't been totally eliminated yet.
Well, you got to realize, too, you know, if you've got underhanded business people, guess what?
Yeah.
They're going to seek out other underhanded business people to help them move their business
well,
up and right.
Again, we've had clients hire us for our methodology, and then
yeah.
later on it came out that they wanted us to do this black hat stuff.
Yeah, they wanted a hitman, basically.
Yeah, and we don't do black hat stuff. We
right.
don't do that. I mean, we could probably make a bunch of money doing
I'm
that.
Sure
but
we know all the dirty tricks, but we have to wake up in the morning and look at ourselves
right.
in the mirror.
It's not worth it to me to be able to
not
do
gonna
that.
Lose karma over it,
right.
you know, but there are a lot of companies
well,
that
make,
will.
Make karma.
You know, there are a lot of bad karma.
Yeah.
There are a lot of companies that will do it, though. I mean, in fact, a lot of companies, that's all they do. And they've been around forever. Ever since the webs, have been black hatters. I mean,
right.
it's just been the way it is.
If you're researching people,
yeah.
you might want to make sure you got pictures of them. And even if you got pictures of them, it could be a fake site, too. So don't forget that. You need to be able to find the information.
Well, not only fake site, because that was one thing that the guy that wanted us to do the black hat stuff was because there was another business in town who had almost the identical name.
Right.
And because of all the black hat reviews he hit the other guy had, he was above the other guy.
Right.
So that was like driving him nuts.
Right.
And I told him, I said, there is a way to beat him. We just have you have to get more reviews.
Right. Just have to be patient and do what you got to do.
Well,
right?
you know, and he was a fairly substantial company with a bunch of trucks. Like, get all of your salespeople out there to make it SOP that every time they do a good job, they go to people, hey, here's my tablet. Would you go on and post a review or take a little video?
Wasn't willing to do that.
Wasn't willing to do the work that was necessary to make it happen.
And again, there's no substitute for a good corporate culture.
That's right.
That fosters positive reviews and so on. A good corporate culture fixes a lot of things. If you have a really good corporate culture, you don't normally get a lot of complaints.
Right. Well, and the thing, too, is and if you make that part of your corporate culture, like one of the things that I do, because, again, you know, I work with 30 other businesses in our BNI chapter, so and I know these people and I've worked with them, so, you know, I'm always right up there posting reviews for them, and then, you know, and then they know me, they post reviews for me.
Yeah. You need to actually make it part of your business culture to have a good product, have good customer service,
right?
Have good salespeople, have good, you know, employees, and you have to also foster positive reviews because they just don't fall out of the sky. I mean, it's just
no.
not going to happen.
And like you said, if you're not out there soliciting good reviews, the only thing that's left is bad, and you're sunk.
Right. The reality is happy customers out of sight, out of mind.
Right.
Because they're happy.
Yeah, as soon as you piss them off, they're all over you. Then,
right.
then they all of a sudden jump up. Especially some of them, because like you said, some of them turn into like a devil or something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they just go completely nuts.
Yeah,
I mean, I've seen people put out clone sites and everything
hate
else.
Hate sites,
right.
I mean, name it. I mean, there's a lot of big logo companies like Starbucks. And
yeah.
There are companies, there are people that hate that, and they come up with all this bad stuff, and they make up stuff.
Right.
And the internet is the wild, wild west. You can print whatever the hell you want, and that's part of the bad part along with the good part. No one technique does everything, but let's look at some tools. So my favorite of all time that I've been using for quite a while is called the Web of Trust.
Mm-hmm.
It's mywot.com.
Mm-hmm.
You go there and download and put it in your browser. It works in most browsers. It's filtered by people going in and say, I hated these guys. They cheated me and blah,
right.
blah, blah. So generally, if they got a negative rating where it shows a red on it, they've been bombasted by several people.
Right.
If it's gray, it means it's too new, and if it's green, it means it's good. If it's yellow, it's like a mixture. But I found it to be a very, you know, substantial and very reputable site for doing vetting.
Right. Well, and it'll do it automatically. As soon as you try to go.
It actually puts the little dot right by it, so you know. And even in the listings.
Right.
If you have it running in your Google search listings, it puts a dot.
And then if you click on it, it'll say, do you really want to go there?
Yeah. If it's a bad site that's been shown to do it, it's going to.
You guys are evil. Do you really want to go there?
If you have Trend Micro or Malwarebytes or several of these other ones on there, they also have website tools or browser tools that you plug in that'll do similar types of things. Trend Micro has always done that for us. So a lot of times you go to a site, you'll say, and I've had clients that this is their site, and their site is being reported as, you know, giving spam and stuff.
Well, and actually, though, you're doing them a service when you tell them that's happening.
I usually get a screen print and say, hey, website is doing it.
Right.
There's another one I put in here by Site Advisor, and that's by McAfee.
Yeah.
That's more or less the same kind of thing that My Web of Trust does. SiteJabber is another rating site. Here's a couple of people that most people ought to know, especially if you're hiring contractors, Home Advisor and Angie's List. Angie's List, you had to be a member before. Now you can be a member, but it's free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but my wife uses Home Advisor a lot for all kinds of stuff. Facebook ratings can be good.
Right.
It used to be a problem with Facebook ratings because you could go in there and rate somebody and then have to say who the hell you were or any of that kind of stuff.
I hate that.
Yeah. but again, still, you can go in there, not know somebody, not use somebody, tag them, okay, by liking them, and then go in there and give them one star. That ain't right.
No,
okay.
Again, you're just inviting competitors to ding you.
And I've seen that happen
multiple
times on Facebook. So Facebook, one, you got to take with a grain of salt. And that's the same with Google Plus, most of the social sites that you can go and do a rating. Because, again, it's not policed.
Right.
It's not legitimately policed.
Well, they keep changing the damn rules because for a while, Google was all about, you got to get reviews, and then everyone got reviews and go, okay, we're not using those anymore.
Right.
It's like, bastards.
Right. Yelp is another one of those that, like people look at their reviews and so on. But, again,
you
got to take – again, these companies also have their own agendas. So rating companies have their own agendas you got to watch out for. There was one that I found was sort of interesting. It's called R-Things. And it rates TV and audio equipment exclusively. And they take no money and all that kind of stuff. And I wish that there were more of those other than Consumer Report.
Right.
But you can go in there and look at Consumer Report, but you got to pay for that.
Right.
You're not going to get a lot of information for free for Consumer Reports. If you're making a big investment, though, it might be worthwhile spending that little bit of money with Consumer Reports. TripAdvisor, another place you can go and look for restaurants and stuff like that. Travel, restaurants, hotels, and so on. Foursquare, same thing. Restaurants is where their forte is. I looked at the Yellow Pages, and there's like things like Merchant Circle and Mantis.
Mm-hmm.
You go into those, and they'll have ratings and reviews and all that kind of stuff, but for example, in the Yellow Pages, I was really surprised that they were rating some of them real high. They had like one rating.
Right.
And it was a 5. And when I looked through like 10 different vendors, they all had one rating and it was a 5. I'm like, that's really useful.
Suspicious.
That's really useful. At the end of the article, you'll notice a whole bunch of other links too.
Probably the business owner's mom.
Right.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah. If you look at the end of the article, there's a whole bunch of other ones listed in there too. And again, this is not a comprehensive list of everyone on the planet. But again, if you're not doing your reviewing, you're going to eventually get a screwing. I mean, that's
pretty much. I couldn't say any better, Hector.
So anyway, I know it's about time for the Worldwide Weird.
We're in October, of course, right? So Halloween's coming up. But there's other scary things. So basically, you want to see something scary? Because you know what Friday is, don't you? Friday the 13th, right? And actually, do you know what the phobia is for people that have fear of Friday the 13th?
No, what's it called?
It's called frigatriskaidekaphobia. Try saying that 3 times.
No, I can't be able to say it one time.
But so I picked up some things that are kind of scary.
Well, you know what's really funny? My parents were married on Friday the 13th.
There you go. That explains a lot. Anyway, here's what I like. And this is from New Jersey, which is where I originally hail from. Asbury Park, which is a beach community. It says hundreds of undead people take part in annual zombie walk. So this isn't just something they did because they were all drunk at the beach.
Right,
they do this every year. It says hundreds of undead people have gathered at the New Jersey shore to take part in an annual zombie walk. It says the event would stay Saturday in Asbury Park and featured a variety of mutated characters, including 4 undead Disney princesses and gory nurses. A zombie Donald Trump pushed a tombstone with his name on it and threw paper towels into the crowd. Okay.
Now, did anybody play Michael Jackson and it all started like going into the dance?
I'm sure they had a lot of things like that, you know, because like I said, it's just one of those things. That, you know, it's not even Halloween yet, right?
Well, guess what? They have annually here in Jacksonville a zombie run
for kids. Okay.
And they have the zombie event at the zoo.
Right.
So,
yeah, zombies are getting really popular.
Yeah, they're really popular. And what's really weird is the government has an actual plan for dealing with a zombie apocalypse.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Talk about something scary, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and of course, we know what zombies like on their menu, right? Brains! So here's one that I kind of caught. It says, scientists grow human mini brains in the lab, then dose them with psychedelic drugs. Okay. And they did it on purpose, apparently, because actually...
And then they put them in front of a TV with the colors distorted.
Well, no. What it is, it's actually a picture of the circuits. They're growing actually neural circuits now. But now they can grow them to actual brains. They call us these units that have the same capacity as a brain. But
like
the crazy thing...
Like a gnat brain.
Right. But the point... No, like a rodent brain. I mean, these things are getting pretty sophisticated now. But the thing that was really kind of crazy was the fact that they're actually giving them some of these hallucinogenic drugs, which is kind of crazy.
Would they take these brains and insert them in a rat?
No. They're actually using these. They're actually connecting these directly to neural nets now.
So like in Babylon 5.
Right.
Where
right. But they were actually testing a version of a drug that they used that the Indians down in South America used because they wanted to kind of gauge how it affects the brain. So they figured instead of doing it on people, they would do it on these neural net brains. And that was just a crazy thing. But anyway, that wasn't the only thing that's crazy. You know, so far we've had the zombies. We've had the growing brains in a lab, right? That's another thing you've always seen in sci-fi movies. So how about time travelers? Okay, here's a good one. Time-traveling drunk man said he was sent from the year 2048 to warn of an alien invasion.
And then they made a TV show of it.
No, but let me tell you the backstory about this thing. It was kind of interesting. It says a drunk man arrested by cops in Wyoming this week says he traveled back in time from the year 2048 towards civilization about an imminent arrival of aliens. He says, but first, a visit to the recent past. On Monday night, authorities in Casper, Wyoming received a call about a visibly drunk man claiming to be from the future. So, of course, they sent the cops out, right? The officers arrived to find Brian Johnson warning that aliens would be coming next year and that people should leave as soon as possible.
That's what it was, 2048.
And he claimed he was from the future.
Oh,
okay.
So he's saying that next year that they're coming.
Right. And here it gets better, though, when I tell you. It says, Johnson was so concerned about his mission to save humanity that he requested to speak to the president of the town. He says, cops said Johnson had bloodshot eyes, slurred speech, and a blood alcohol reading that exceeded legal limits. But the alleged time travel had a perfectly logical explanation. The only way that they could send him back in time was to fill his body with alcohol and make him stand on a giant pad.
Yeah. So you have to be like, you know, three sheets to the wind before you step into the time travel machine in the first place.
Yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger had it all wrong.
Yeah. So
anyway.
Not being naked and being drunk.
Right, exactly. Plus, he could have been drunk and naked. Who knows? So here's one that was kind of caught my attention. Dog chasing your car. Well, here in British Columbia, a woman videotaped a gray wolf chasing after her family's van down the highway.
It's a big one, too.
Yeah, it's a full-blown wolf.
I was going to say, not quite what they call big wolves in Games of Thrones.
So you got to wonder what's going to happen if the wolf catches the van.
I'm going to just stop real quick and see what he did, because if you get the doors open, he ain't going to get it. He's not like a bear, but still. That's sort of wild. I know we only got a few minutes left. I want to make sure the listeners to go to the notes page on the website because there's lots of links there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Club BBQ members, go to the Dropbox. You'll find even more stuff in the Dropbox than you find on the notes page. Next week's show will be the life cycle of a successful sale on the Internet. And we're going to be talking about all the kinds of elements that go into that to make that happen and to make you successful. So.
Keep working the web and win, gang.
Until next time, guys.
Watch out for those mini brains on LSD.
And the zombies.